Oh, yeah. True greatness.
Are you tired of that retarded guy on the gazelle talking about exercise equipment and auto insurance? Are you tired of George Foreman's stupid denture smile? Are you tired of ordering defective Flobies or Carnauba wax from an English wannabe merchandiser? Well, here in Mike Morrison land, we are too. That's why at the Mike Morrison Vendor Camp, we not only teach you the art of selling the only merchandise you'll ever need, but we guarantee you a chance to be on the next American Vendor. From pencil sharpeners to automobiles, the greatest selection will guarantee you the success you've been looking for all your life. Don't pay to learn how to flip real estate or flip burgers, and don't get into pyramid schemes. Don't even think that Mike Morrison's greatest selection will ever go on sale either. It's your time now to pick up your phone. All you gotta do is call 1-800-MIKE-GREAT and join the only school you'll ever meet. Forget about high school and college. That's 1-800-MIKE-GREAT. Our phone lines are open today. This commercial was paid for by your greatness, Mike Morrison, and if you try to steal his ideas, he'll kick your ass.
Fans, welcome back, and I'm still in a state of shock from the surprise return of yet another BACW superstar, and with this signing, Mr. Batiste seems to be pointing WWA back towards his old vision, his old school version of BACW. In just a few moments, we're going to go to our main event, but if you will please give me the time, I would like to tell you about my conversation with DCP, the dirtiest player in the game, Derek Cheap Shot Park, before the start of this show. Just a few hours ago, DCP said he was going to try everything under the sun and in the book to get this win over Rick Righteous. Whether it was with the use of chairs, a ring bell, an announcer's table, monitor, anything that he can get his hands on, it seems to me that DCP was willing to go to all lengths, or any length for that matter, to become the new WWA eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. Tonight, it's my opinion that DCP is going to show everyone in WWA why he is named the dirtiest player in the game.
It's all about me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening, and it is scheduled for one fall with a 45-minute time limit. Coming down the aisle and hailing from Kokomo, Indiana, he's the dirtiest player of the game, your current three-time WWA World Television Champion, and possibly your next eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, accompanied to the ring by the lovely vivacious and sexivacious Sarah Richards. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you DCP, Derek Cheapshot Park.
Opening up the rope, Parks immediately engages Sarah Richards in a tongue tangle, and while the two continue to grapple over saliva, I'm being told Rick Righteous has demanded the footage be cut from the ring so that he can give everybody here in attendance the privilege of hearing his sermon. Well, I certainly don't want to hear his sermon, but the lights have gone out and the arena has been filled with darkness. That's good for Parks and Sarah. Obviously the darkness is going to be great for them. You know, as a dim gold light appears in the entranceway, revealing the silhouette of the Messiah, the curtain rises and there stands the Messiah, Rick Righteous. There he is in all his majestic glory, and with his right hand touching his left shoulder and his left hand touching his right, he has a sermon to deliver. Unfortunately, let's go to the World Heavyweight Champion.
Listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Messiah that will be established. Alas, Rick righteous has arisen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is at this time that Mr. Righteous asks you all to shut your mouths so that the Messiah may offer a prayer worthy of your sinning souls.
How lucky you are that the Messiah, Rick Righteous, has decided to grace your unworthy souls with my very presence. Boo all you want, because if I decide to leave, your lives go right back to being the meaningless causes of boredom that it was before you stepped into this arena. Not your wives, parents, or children. I alone am your sole reason for living. Coming here tonight merely shows a small tribute to the Lord of Wrestling. What the Messiah has put together, the Messiah can take apart. What you're about to witness is the Messiah's will being done. Let us pray. Our Messiah, Rick Righteous, who blesses us with his presence on earth, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done all over the world. Give us this day our undeserving blessing from you, as we forgive those who trespass against you, O Lord. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the boredom, the lies, and the blasphemy that comes forward from your opponent's mouth. For thine is the world, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As the smoke envelops Rick Righteous, there he stands absorbing this huge negative pop and looking as cocky and as arrogant as only Rick Righteous can. I can only say this. If Rick Righteous is half as good as he thinks he is, DCP doesn't have a chance in the world of defeating him. As Righteous takes off his robe atop the ramp, you can see that his body is Adonis-like, and he's driving some of the Latin women here in attendance, believe it or not, absolutely crazy. As he stops and starts and stops and starts, it's going to take forever for Rick Righteous to get down to the ringside. But as you can see by his sexy Asian sex pot Kiki, I'm not in any hurry for Righteous to actually get in the ring. Tonight, Kiki is wearing a revealing red halter top, which exposes the cleavage from her, dare I say, 38 double D breast. And, I don't know what to say. I guess it's the high side leather boots that just have me speechless. The men in the crowd, as I am, are absolutely in awe of her long black hair with a streak of blonde flowing freely around her pretty face. And as the light caramel complexion of Kiki is exposed in this awesome illumination, you can only think one thing on your mind. Why the hell is she with Rick Righteous? As they proceed down the aisle, slowly soaking in a deafening, deafening round of boos, it's time for Michael Stuffer to introduce our World Heavyweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is accompanied to the ring by the very sexy Kiki, and he requests at this time that you all stop standing and get down on your knees and bow to your Messiah, for he has come as it was written. Standing 6'5" tall and weighing in at 287 pounds of chiseled steel and sex appeal, he's from Los Angeles, California, and he is the most decorated champion in professional wrestling history. A former World Tag Team Champion, former World Television Champion, former international and multi-time World Heavyweight Champion. He has broken all the records and stands atop WWA as your undisputed eWrestling.org Heavyweight Champion of the World, The living legend doesn't like you. He doesn't need you, but you need him. Introducing the one, the only, True Messiah Pro Wrestling, Rick Righteous.
There stands Rick Righteous. And I gotta tell you something, I'm looking at the guy, and no matter how many people hate him, no matter how many people tell him that he's an undeserving world champion, no matter how many people try to pit him and Mr. Batista's best friends, forming a gigantic farce to throw everybody off, he is in this ring right now, oozing with confidence and an arrogance that is felt throughout every inch of my body, and I'm sure every inch of every fan's body here in attendance. Oh my God, let me tell you something. As Rick Righteous comes into this ring, there is one thing that I can guarantee, that when the Messiah is booked in a match, that he shows up and that he's ready to fight. Uh-oh, Parks has a microphone and he wants to address our World Heavyweight Champion before this starts. I'm sure that's not going to go down well with Rick Righteous, but let's go to DCP.
You, everybody in the back, and all the fans across the world will know that the future is DCP.
I'm not like you. I'm a wrestling god.
Parks can't take it anymore and slamming the microphone into the jaw of Rick Righteous. Down goes our World Heavyweight Champion with the crowd clearly behind Parks. Mounted punches to the face by DCP. Rattle and roll Rick Righteous's world and hooking leg for the quick. One, two. Righteous immediately kicks out before being yanked up back into the upright position. Irish whip into the ropes by Parks, and here comes Rick on the rebound. Leaping into the air, Righteous slaps away the drop kick of Derek Cheapshot Parks to the side and landing on the back of his neck. DCP seems to be in trouble early. Dropping down on one side, Righteous continues to work on the neck area of Parks by applying a crippler cross face and yanking backwards. This might be all she wrote. The referee's now asking DCP if he wants a QUIT, but Parks screams no, and this forces Righteous to abandon the hold. Rotating Parks back to his feet, Rick Righteous scoops up the World Television Champion into body slam position, but dropping him down and transitioning onto his knee, Parks grimaces from a brutal backbreaker. Reloading the move, Rick Righteous comes down hard over the thigh again and tossing DCP onto the logo in an arrogant fashion. Righteous goes for the win. One, two, three. No, Parks gets his shoulder up in time, and this one's gonna continue. Parks started off fast, but it's been Rick Righteous's strength that has given him the advantage thus far in the contest. Irish whip into the ropes, and here comes Parks on the rebound. And Righteous just missed with a wild clothesline, and Parks counters with a dropkick to the knee of Rick Righteous. Down to the canvas goes the World Heavyweight Champion, and quickly breaking the eyes of DCP, Rick Righteous rolls from the ring, and folks, Righteous might be seriously hurt. Parks' vision is still blurred, he cannot see, but rolling under the ropes and pursuing the World Heavyweight Champion, looks like Parks is going to continue his offensive assault. Snapping a steel chair close, Parks slaps the knee of Rick Righteous, and the World Heavyweight Champion is in serious, serious agony. Opening up the second chair and ignoring the referee's warning, Parks puts the two chairs together and looping Rick's arm over his head. He's arching back and upwards, and oh! Parks drives Righteous through both chairs, and my God, did you hear that sick sadistic thud? I gotta tell you, folks, Derek Parks might not be the most muscular man on the roster, but you can be rest assured that when the bell rings, his mind is just as dangerous as most wrestlers' brutal strength. Parks follows with an extreme move with a more conventional snap suplex on the small mat. And folks, oh my God, is that Soul Glow on the mat, or is Rick Righteous actually breaking a sweat? Pulling Righteous back up into the upright position, Parks goes for a DDT. Oh! Rick Righteous somehow found the strength to counter with a killer twist of fate. Parks is down once again, and my lord, Rick Righteous is he? Yes, he is. He's pulling out a table from underneath the ring. Opening up the slab of Extreme Righteous looks to plant Derek Parks 6 feet under without the HBO contract. And oh my God, is he jamming his head in his eyes? Yes, Righteous is calling for the powerbomb. Ruth bears down. He arches back. Up and through the table goes Righteous. And folks, the World Heavyweight Champion might be in the biggest trouble of his life after that one. Out of the rubble and rolling Rick back into the ring, Parks slides over the champion's chest, and here's the cover in the count. One, two, kick out by Righteous, and I don't believe it. Where did he get the strength? But this one's gonna continue.
Come on, ref, that was a three count. Don't you know how to count?
Park cannot believe that Rick Righteous just kicked out and rolling from the ring. Oh, no, Derek. Derek, don't do it. Park is sliding a ladder into the square circle, and Righteous is still very groggy. Setting up the ladder of extreme in the middle of the ring, Park begins to climb, and if he hits this move, it's going to be all she wrote. The crowd is telling him to jump and leaping off the ladder into the air. Here comes Park down with the frog splash, and we have a new champion. 1, 2, 3. The referee signals for the bell, and my God, Derek Parks has shocked the world. He is a brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall and new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Derek Parks.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, folks. Another referee has come into the ring from the back, and you can see the concern on TCP's face, and rightfully so. Michael Stuffer has been handed something by the referee, and DCP is looking over his shoulder. Oh, my God. DCP looks extremely upset in this ring. I wonder what the paper says.
WWA fans, I have been told that Mr. Petit has reviewed the end of the match and has asked for this bout to be called due to a time limit expiration. The title can only change hands via pinfall unless otherwise stipulated. This bout has been declared a draw. Still, eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous!
Are you kidding me? What a bunch of crap! And you know, Parks might have something with this farce, but Batee and Righteous, I mean, Batee never comes to the ring when it's Righteous who's doing the screwing. He only mysteriously shows up when it's Rick who's getting... Batee claims to hate Righteous, but all the guy does is help him, and I'm sorry, but I agree with Derek Parks right now. There is something rotten here in Denmark. Fans, Derek Parks has flipped out in the ring and is refusing to give the world title back to the referee. Don't give it back, Derek. You pinned him fair and square. Oh, my God. What does he want? Didn't you do enough tonight, Batee? Well, let's go to the owner. We have no choice.
Hey, Bob! Hey, Bob! You think you're all that, don't you, son? You think making me crazy is funny, huh? You think grabbing my neck and twisting them is something that you enjoy, huh? Well, just a few seconds ago, I received a phone call from someone you know very, very, very well. In fact, this person wants to meet you right now. Are you ready for him, Derek? Are you ready for my mastery opponent? Are you ready to see your mastery friend? Oh, well, hold on, folks. Before I tell him to come out and come through those curtains, I forgot one thing. Your television title is now on the line. Ring the bell, referee.
The TV, what is on? Oh, from behind, Mike Morrison appeared and just connected with his thunderstruck finisher to the back of Derek Parks' head. And Parks is out. Morrison is smiling and getting down to one knee. He's hooking a leg for the 1, 2, 3. Oh, my God, you've got to be kidding me. Not like this. Not like this to DCP.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest via pinfall for a second time, and new WWA World Television Champion, Greatness, Mike Morrison.
You know something? I can't believe I've just been given a memo from the back stating Mike Morrison just used his contract one tonight with his match against Daryl Bazov to force this booking. He had a shot at any title, anywhere, any place. And I thought Morrison wanted a shot at the world title at the iPay-per-view, but wow, did he throw me for a loop, fans? Whether I like it, you like it, or whether we all like it or not, Mike Morrison has defeated Derek Park in a legal fashion and has parlayed this show into one of the biggest in his WWE career. I think the question we all have to ask right now is, did Mr. Petit put Mike Morrison up to this match just to silence DCP? If so, it scares me to think what Mr. Petit has promised Morrison in return for this screw job. Because let's face it, folks, contract or not, Derek Cheap Shot Park was indeed screwed tonight. That's it, fans. We're out of time. So on behalf of the WWAEWrestling.org and Mr. Petit, we bid you good night from the Kellogg Arena, and we'll see you next month when our main event will feature Mike Morrison defending his newly won World Television Championship belt against none other than the drunken bastard, Billy Ray.
Entertainment's just played you the song Gotta Be Mine, and it's a new single off of Quarterbag's latest release entitled Smoking My Life Away Volume 1. All rights are reserved. More samples can be heard at www.myspace.com/quarterbag, and the CD can be purchased at www.cdarmy.com/quarterbag. eWrestling.org would like to thank CDT Entertainment for their support. And remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted, rebroadcasted, or reduplicated without the express written consent of Mr. Mati or eWrestling.org. The WWA, the place that coined the phrases, enjoy the brutality, and simply the best.